It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Did you just way downtown bang me?
Yes, I did. Well, that sounded really bad. I just way downtown. I just went from way downtown. Oh! Bang! Please don't ever say, did you just way downtown bang me again? That made me uncomfortable.
Why? There was nothing dirty about anything I said. I was like, did you way downtown bang me? And I'm like, just, I don't know. I don't want to be way downtown banged all the time. That'd be just a...
Am I?
I think I'm going to side with Big Fuss on that one.
That just sounds wrong. I know it's the difference between breaking the law.
Phrasing.
It's phrasing.
Next thing you're going to tell me, stick it in, Big Fuzz just isn't going to be good
either.
That's
also phrasing. We're going to use the term phrasing.
No, a guy goes in for a dunk, he sticks it in. Stick it in, Big Fuzz. What?
Slams it home.
Yeah, that...
Why are you guys all like, what are you freaking out about?
We're
like,
not freaking out. It just is a very awkward turn of
phrase. Why is this awkward?
Because it ends with the phrase, bang me. And that's an awkward turn of phrase. Especially when you're referring to something I did to you.
But you did.
I did. But.
So it's factually accurate.
I'm not saying it's not. It just was. That was a very weird thing to hear.
Listen, man, in this day and age, it is perfectly okay, for a person.
Yes.
To say, way downtown, bang me. And that you, indeed, way downtown, banged me is perfectly natural. And I don't know why everyone is freaking out
I'm
about
not
this.
Freaking
particular
out. It's just
you
very...
seem to be freaking out about it, and I don't get it.
It's just awkward for me because it sounds weird, and I know that it's an actual factual statement, but yes, you were correct. I was watching the Nuggets play on the TV in the studio, and I think Chandler...
Nuggets. Nuggets.
Took a pass from Plumlee and from beyond the three-point arc, put up a shot, and I went, from way downtown, bang!
To which I replied, you way downtown, bang me. Is that what's wrong with that?
That is exactly what happened. I just wanted to make sure people understood exactly the scenario in which this conversation has been built upon. That's all. That's all. We can move on now.
Why are you so... you feel it's very... You've got this very worried, like... I mean, listen.
No, we're good.
Listen, the way that the Nuggets have been playing, they've been banging lots of people.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Well, unfortunately for the Nuggets, Kenneth Rigg missed his fifth straight game with a bad back, so he's out.
Jokic.
Jokic is out today's game because he is sick.
Yes.
So we're tired, missing... but mostly sick.
Yes.
All right, some sort of rorovirus.
So we're... rorovirus.
Well, there's some... It's always like rorovirus. It's like norovirus or Stewart, like rorovirus.
It sounds like a Scooby-Doo virus. Rorovirus.
It's the virus. Is whatever it is. I don't know what the heck it is. It makes you want Scooby snacks, what it does.
So he's out.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I don't get is these Nuggets have played some really great games recently, and then they drop a disappointer to Memphis over the weekend, a game they should have won, and you think they're in trouble going into Sacramento without Jokic, and they are...
Well, they're at home.
No, I thought... Oh, yeah, they are at home. Okay. Still, Sacramento's a good team. They killed us last time. They've won 5 in a row against the Nuggets. And right now, the Denver's up 85-68 with about 2 minutes left in the third.
Well, here it is, which is called the Nuggets conundrum, or the Canugrits. No, that wasn't very good.
Nuggets.
There's something in there, but you can worry about that one. Here's the Nuggets conundrum.
The Nugundrum.
Just keep working on that one. You're the one. Okay, so anyway, let's just keep working on that one, and let's just talk about this. The Nuggets conundrum is this. Okay, they have all these young guys who, you know, really have never played an 82-game season, and so they get tired, and there's all these new things, but then there's these veterans that play with them, but I'm not sure that they all get along. I think they kind of all do their own thing. I think it's more like, you know, the kids go off and do, you know, what they do, and everyone else does whatever everything else does. And I don't think there's a lot of interaction on this team. And so when you have these, when you have things like this, you have a lot of young guys that don't always know how to respond, or they may just not, or they don't know how to, you know, eke out a win when they don't have their best. And that's something that's a problem. And the other problem is that the veterans are either unwilling or are just aren't able to help the rookies and the young guys to become professionals.
Yeah, I don't
I'm not sure that's not necessarily happening, but it's just not maybe translating.
I don't think we have the vets on this team right now to teach these youngsters.
I think Wilson Chandler, man, is a
good player.
No, I think that he's also a consummate pro. Like, he's a guy who's injured. I mean, I like him. I think he would be a great sixth man. But who do you put? Who do you
put? Are you talking about Mike Miller or Wilson Chandler?
No, Wilson Chandler. Well, man.
Wilson Chandler's playing.
I know, but they've been looking to trade him.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's our answer at starting shooting forward.
I don't think they think so either. I mean, I don't think the Nuggets believe that. I think the Nuggets believe their answer is Hernan Gomez, Gallinari.
Well, Hernan Gomez doesn't play. He plays power forward along with Fareed.
Plumlee
plays center.
Gallinari.
Well, that's the other thing, is that Gallinari, I mean, who's better, Gallinari or Wilson Chandler?
When Gallinari's healthy, Gallinari.
Not always, man.
I think so.
He has a little bit of mellow in him. A little bit of black hole.
Eh.
I mean, does. If you say, eh.
If you're a shooting player.
What, just because he's Italian, it's okay for him to hold the ball an extra second? What the heck is that about?
If you're a shooting player, like a shooting forward or a shooting guard, then you have to expect some level of selfishness in their play.
No, you can expect them to shoot, but you can't expect them to always hold it where the offense gets put out. Shoot in the rhythm of the night.
Is that Gallinari's problem, or is that coming from Mike Malone?
No,
is that a coaching thing?
No, that's Gallinari's problem.
Another way downtown bank.
Listen, dance to the beat of the rhythm of the night.
What?
Listen. Okay,
why are you so down on Gallinari? Like, from day
I'm
one,
I'm not so down on Gallinari because
been a fan of his, and I think he's
him to be good. I wanted him to be good.
He is good when he's healthy. Okay,
but see, there's a lot of big ifs about him,
that's
man.
That's the if he's
no,
healthy.
No, he's
that's the only
no.
Big if.
He holds the ball sometimes too long, man.
Dude, so do half the other
players. So it's not dance to the beat of the net. It's not dance to the beat of the rhythm of the night. It's dance to the beat of the rhythm, and then it's gone. And that's what it feels like sometimes.
One, he's not our guard. So if
no,
he
but
gets
he's a
the,
forward.
So if he gets the ball, he's trying to create a shot. That's what good players do. And I have no problem with
the most
with
successful
him the ball.
Thing in any sport in order to create offensive opportunities is simply to move the ball.
Sure. And the Nuggets generally by and large do that. Sometimes though
Bella.
Sometimes the ball stops. It's
yeah,
okay.
And it usually seems to stop at the same spot, man.
That's okay as long as he makes shots. I don't care.
He doesn't always make shots.
Well, no one makes all the shots, but he makes a lot of shots. That's why he's a power. That's why he's a shooting forward.
Like, you really like yourself some Gallinari, man.
I've always liked Gallinari. Of course, I also like Kenneth Fareed.
I think both those guys are very good players. I just don't know if listen,
I'm not as sold on Wilson Chandler as you. I don't see...
Not as a starter.
I just don't see
not
him
as a, starter.
As a long-term starter for the Nuggets. He shouldn't be.
No, but a sixth man.
Yeah, fine. Bring him off the bench, maybe.
But see, I think he's a better guy coming off the bench than Gallinari. I mean, Chandler plays better defense, for
that's
sure.
That's why Gallinari starts.
Yeah, but better defense. Gallinari doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
Gallinari plays the defense of his homeland. Olé.
That's not
Olé.
Italy. He's not Mexican. Mm.
Spanish.
Or Spanish. Olé.
Kinda. They're kind of alike.
They were both ruled by Romans at one point.
Olé.
I would be shocked if Wilson Chandler is still on this team next year.
I'd be shocked. There's a lot of people who I'm not sure are going to be on this team next year. So, but that's, you know. But listen, they're playing great right now. They're sticking on the eighth spot. They keep winning.
Yeah. Oh, and you're at least going to get Nurkic or Jokic back. He's going to get better from his Scooby-Doo virus. Whereas in other news, Andrew Bogut, the would-be savior of the Cleveland Cavaliers, broke his leg today in his very first game with the Cavs.
I don't know why you're gleeful over that. I don't think that's sad, man.
I feel bad for Bogut, kinda.
Why? Why should you not?
I don't know. I think he.
What did he do?
I think he did the same thing that a lot of other players are doing. It's like, I don't want to actually have to go compete for a championship. I just want to go to the one team that I know is going to win. So, you know, because he got traded to another team, was not going to play for him.
It's
so
like,
they had
it's
to
like, listen,
him.
It's like going on to Match.com. All right. I'm sick and tired of playing the field and pretending that all these people like me and thinking that I have a spot wherever it is. And then it turns out that they don't like me. And then I'm all of a sudden I'm on the street again. Let's just go to Match.com or eHarmony or whoever it is so that we can just go and I can find someone who actually does want me. And then I can go to that place because then I can fit in. And that's what I want to do is I want to fit in long term. And that's the way I would do it.
He was never going to be there long term. And there were a lot of other teams that wanted him. He just chose to go to Cleveland because that's where what's-his-name is.
Championships. Edgar R. Championships.
God, I wish they played in the Western Conference.
Can you imagine how bad Cleveland fans are going to be if they win like three or four more?
They're not going to.
You think Boston Red Sox got fan after they won?
Oh, yeah, no. Boston fans are terrible.
Cleveland, go set your river back on fire. That too much?
No, it was perfect.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.